I have a vivid memory of an Easter vigil during which I was serving as a seminarian with an inner city parish in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and about halfway through the series of readings, audibly, a young voice said, "Is he going to read the entire Bible?" I'll never forget that. It was a charming moment. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us celebrate this great night with joy and praise, for we are a resurrection people. And as a resurrection people, we are transformed and called to action, and we are moved to witness to a new way of life, a way of living which models that of our risen Savior, a way of life in which service and hope, love, and kindness are the supreme values. Having traveled through Lent and now in the midst of the Easter Triduum, we can engage, I think, perhaps the most profound of all questions: how is my life true and faithful to the resurrection? For if Jesus did not rise from the dead and ascend into heaven, our faith is in vain. But as we know from Scripture and the tradition of the church and in the experience of our own lives, the resurrection was real, not an event of some sort. The resurrection invites us not to just try to fix our broken world, but to be agents of healing and reconciliation. And our world needs healing. Our cities need healing. Families need healing. Yet, in that gloom, the darkness which can all too often overtake us, there is hope and light. And that light is found in Jesus Christ, the resurrection which transformed all of us, each and every one of us, into victors over sin and violence and death for all time. Light triumphs over darkness, and our hearts are filled with joy. I'm reminded every day that it is the children who will and do lead us. It's in the faces of our children that we see hope and love. Yes, a bit of mischief. And mischief is not always a bad thing. One of the most treasured gifts that I have received was from our kindergarten students a few years ago. And they produced a book called Kindergarten Devotions. And I found that book and similar volumes to be a source of great, great light and inspiration to me during my time here at Ascension. And so I would like to once again share a couple selections from this, one of my all-time favorite books. Today, think of Jesus on the cross. I want him to wash everyone's sins away and to help the poor, everyone on earth, and even the astronauts in space and on Mars. Today, think about all the people on the earth. Please have God take care of them with his hands. What a wonderful image. So on this day, we remember all of our young people, for they are the ones who are and will continue to carry the torch of Jesus, the light of freedom and justice and reconciliation. Each of us, too, no matter our age or social status, our health, or even our occasional unbelief, are also called to go out into the world and share the reality of love, the love of Christ, the love which leads to hope, the love which encompasses not just those around us, but all of humanity. In this parish, this humble faith community, we testify to the truth of the resurrection whenever we worship together. And when we give, not simply out of our surplus or out of guilt, but because we see need. We testify to the resurrection when we stand up for the dignity of all human life. We testify to the resurrection when we stand up against hate and violence and intolerance. We testify to the resurrection when we dry someone's tears and when we listen with our hearts to the voices of folks in trouble. And yes, when we offer a hug to another. Love saves. And it's Jesus' love for us that allows us to proclaim he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Pope Francis calls us always to seek a world in which God's creation is protected, our economies are transformed, and our politics serve the common good. On this night also, I'm reminded of St. Therese of the Little Flower. She called us to engage in her little way, she called it, right? To perform acts of kindness to all of those whom we encounter. I'm also mindful of St. Mother Teresa, who called us to see the face of Jesus in the poor and the poorest among us. You see, that's what it means to be a resurrection people, my friends. We speak out for hope, justice, and mercy. We're not bystanders in our world. We are actively and always engaged in actions as well as the words of love. And when we love from our hearts, we proclaim, he is risen. He is risen indeed. So let us celebrate this great night with joy and praise.